Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Ford reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Money reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball towards center. Edwards catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Randy Stein now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Ford reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Carew moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Ford moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. Adams moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Willie Mueller now pitching. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Powell reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 7-1, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to home to get Smalley. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing center field. Hoskin Powell now playing right field. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lascano moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Ford reaches second base with a double. Borgman moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Powell reaches second base with a double. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Wolf moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Bob McClure now pitching. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley is walked intentionally. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Ford scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 10-2, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to third. Powell moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor now playing second base. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single and 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. 1 out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lascano moves to second. Jeff Uhrig pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Jeff Uhrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhrig takes first base on ball 4. Lascano moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lascano tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Mark Bomback now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 3 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.